Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Most valuable person on the planet, sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done. This is a great one on the line with us. This is so fun. Sister Judy, this is something you guys do out at Trinity High School. This is something called the Taste of North Avenue. You talk about River Forest and Elmwood Park. You are really taking the idea of all these kids, these new class that comes in, and the school does this Taste of North Avenue to help welcome and keep and make the kids comfortable to enter the school. Welcome. You're the most valuable person on the planet.
Well, thank you very much. What a great title for the show. I mean, it makes everybody feel special. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Trinity, we've got some really fun things going. And like you were saying, we're trying to make our new students, our new young women, come into Trinity. We take women from 60 different zip codes in the city, and they come to us from 140 different grade schools. So there's a lot of newness for them. Right. A lot of them haven't been in our neighborhood, and we have such great business support that we thought it was one way we could sort of turn back and support them.
Yeah,
and by introducing our students to them.
Where does this idea come from? Because there's obviously orientation and other ways for students to be acclimated to a new culture or a new school, but the idea of essentially having a taste of North Avenue, where did that idea come from?
Well, we have some really creative people working in our admissions and in our academic fields, and we were just trying to think. You always have to feed students when they come, so we were talking about different ways that we could, you know, take care of getting lunch or whatever. And somebody said, "Well, what about if we just walk down there?" And so, you know, that's literally what they do. Where the school's located on Division and Lathrop, so we walk down this Lathrop, doing different kinds of icebreaker games with the students along the way, talking to one another, getting to know one another. And then we stop and start visiting the different stores along the way. And the store businesses have really responded, really,
yeah,
very fun. And they love seeing the girls. And it's a fun way for the girls to get familiar with each other in the neighborhood.
It's also really important too, because, you know, when you're a freshman, you're coming into school, it can be really hard to adjust and not only acclimate to the surroundings, to the new school, but to the upperclassmen. So to have this
Absolutely.
Kind of experience before school starts in the summer, it's one that obviously helps for when the bell rings.
Exactly. And the fun thing is we have so many upperclassmen who want to help. We had over 160 volunteer to just help us with these incoming freshman days, just because they want to make it a great experience for the next class, just like it was for them. So that always makes me really proud that, you know, that they want to give back and that they're willing to spend kind of their last week of their summer doing something for these new students. So that's another fun side of it.
Well, it's going to be next Wednesday. And you talk about the businesses and the support of the surrounding area. Trinity has been such an important part of that area for 100 years or so.
It has been, yeah.
So it is part of, I mean, when you talk about what makes a community, having a school associated with the businesses, the school, the kids, you know, obviously go to those businesses. It's all sort of a cycle for the community.
Absolutely. And if you can remember your high school, which I can barely remember mine, but it's all those fun things, you know, the after school stopping for, you know, a Coke or going for pizza, or that those are the memories that make, you know, make life really wonderful. And so that's what we want to provide for our students, and also really safe, fun, you know, great places for them to come. Yeah. You know, one real fun store is the Fresh Vine grocery store, where they literally literally give the girls a little kind of goodie bag. And we also have the opportunity then to talk about more nutritional food. But being in Chicago, we also have great pizza places. And, you know, so it's a really fun day.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity.
Trinity High School hosts incoming freshmen, the Taste of North Avenue, Wednesday, 12:30 to 3, right in Elmwood Park and Restaurant Row there. Sister Judy joins us. She's the most valuable person on the planet. Sister Judy, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having our story on your show.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too. All right.